KNOM Update News, I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 8:02. Kiana has lifted a lockdown prompted by the shooting of two men north of the village by a man who fled by river after stealing their inflatable boat and hunting equipment. Village Public Safety Officer Richard Eunice says the lockdown is over. Alaska State Troopers say the gunman has not been identified. One of the hunters was flown to an Anchorage hospital and the other to a Kotzebue hospital. Eunice says one of the men was shot in the chest and the other was shot in the arm. Troopers say the shooting occurred Tuesday night at the confluence of the Squirrel and Omar Rivers. One of the injured men has been identified as an ERA aviation mechanic. ERA's Kotzebue station manager Carmen Monagold says the worker is Paul Buckle. Alaska Gold Company, a subsidiary of Nova Gold, paid a penalty for alleged Clean Water Act violations. The settlement was announced yesterday by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA, beginning in 2009, found that Nova Gold failed to create, maintain, and implement a stormwater pollution prevention plan required. The EPA and Department of Environmental Conservation inspectors found that proper erosion control measures were not installed or maintained at Rock Creek. Large amounts of silt and sediment discharged into Rock Creek and Lindblom Creek, tributaries that flow to the Snake River. Their first inspection took place in June of 2009. Rick Cool is the environmental engineer with the EPA and says an inspection done a year ago found that the company took corrective actions.
Well, the company actually cooperated in resolving those areas that were identified by the inspectors. And so they've been working in cooperation with EPA and with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to resolve those matters. And with our ongoing inspections, we were satisfied that they had taken the appropriate corrective actions. So those had been resolved prior to this settlement.
In the settlement, Nova Gold paid a $177,500 penalty. Cool says one of the purposes of doing an enforcement action with a penalty is to create a level playing field with other companies or individuals who were compliant.
One purpose of the penalty in this settlement is to put them in an economic position as if they had complied with the permit, so creating that level playing field with other mining companies that have followed those requirements so as not to give a competitive advantage.
The Bering Straits Native Corporation has been in negotiations and continues their negotiations with Nova Gold regarding a transfer of the Rock Creek gold mine to BSNC. Cool says with the settlement in place and Nova Gold now compliant with all permits, the EPA does not have any current concerns. The manager of the EPA's Clean Water Act Compliance Unit says of the $117,500 penalty, that investing the time and energy up front is always better than repairing damage and paying penalties later. Widespread flooding has prompted city officials in Seward to declare a state of emergency. City Clerk Johanna Kinney says flooding in town prompted the declaration yesterday from City Manager James Hunt. One road has been closed because of a landslide. The National Park Service also has closed an exit. Officials are encouraging Seward residents to limit their travel. The governor's office ordered state offices in Seward to close early yesterday. One of the Seward airport's two runways has been closed due to flooding. And British lawmakers say international governments should seek a moratorium on offshore drilling in the Arctic amid concern an oil spill in the region could cause catastrophic environmental damage. The Environmental Audit Committee of Britain's House of Commons urged action to halt oil and gas drilling in the Arctic until new safeguards are put in place. That includes vastly increased financial guarantees and universal standards on disaster response. Legislators on the panel also called for an internationally recognized nature sanctuary to be created to protect at least part of the Arctic from energy exploration. Experts warned the panel that any blowout in the Arctic at the end of the summer drilling season could be disastrous, as the returning winter ice would likely severely hamper the response. And the state of Alaska is filing a lawsuit against the federal government for trying to enforce the extension of an emission control area. Assistant Attorney General Seth Bosang is handling the state's lawsuit.
The emission control area is a it's a area designated by the federal government where, with respect to this lawsuit, marine vessels have to use expensive low sulfur fuel.
Bo Sang says the lawsuit alleges the designation of the emission control area as improper and illegal, violating federal statutes and the Constitution. With Alaska's unique reliance on marine transportation, the state thinks that the extension of the ECA will have severe economic impacts.
Most everything that Alaskans consume is transported here on marine ships. When you raise the cost of marine shipping, which these rules do, those costs are generally passed on to consumers. So in effect, these rules are going to raise the price of commodities that are consumed in Alaska.
Bo Sang says even exporting such as oil to the West Coast will be more costly, decreasing the amount of tax revenue and royalties for the state. What about the environment?
Even without the emission control area, Alaska already enjoys air quality that is generally cleaner than EPA's National Ambient Air Quality Standards. And that's something EPA has itself said. So we don't think that there is a sufficient environmental justification to extend the emission control area to Alaska.
The emission control area extends most of the Gulf of Alaska and 200 miles from the south central and southeast parts of Alaska. It also runs along western Canada, the U.S. west coast, and parts of the east coast. And this year, Unalakleet Elementary School's fifth grade class is growing salmon. Ms. Tawarik's class is participating in a 4-H classroom incubation project, which helps students learn about the anatomy and life cycle of salmon by bringing salmon eggs and refrigerated tanks into the classroom. Last Friday, the Unalakleet class got to kick off their year-long incubation project with a trip to the NSCDC egg take site on the North River, where students watched NSCDC biologists take eggs for the fifth graders' project. Charlie Lean, the director of Fisheries and Development and Research at NSCDC, led the egg take. He says he believes field trips like this are important because they allow kids to see science in action.
This is an example of applied biology. And too often schools teach math and science as just an academic study, and people don't realize what you can do with math or science. And so to have a class where you see real life and see it explained in terms of math and science is what it's all about.
To hear more about the field trip, egg takes, and the life cycles of salmon, listen to Profiles today after the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock weather. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $6.40 an ounce to $1,764.30. An ounce of silver's down 10 cents to $34.57. It's currently 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.